We're talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger, although you are not at this point directly involved in the House Intelligence Committee as you were during your time working on the staff with Pete Hoekstra a few years ago. You still are definitely keenly aware of the foreign relations situation and foreign affairs, and certainly the topic that has been on the minds of people across the world is the situation in the Ukraine and the Russians possibly annexing the Crimea. Former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton is calling the moves by Moscow similar to what Adolf Hitler did in the Sudetenland back in the 1930s. It is not a nice situation over there, and so let's just say the Russians are showing their old Soviet skins.
Everybody's very, very nervous, and it's Ukraine right now. I can tell you the Baltic states, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, they are very, very nervous as well. And here's one of the key elements. Russia supplies a huge amount of natural gas to their former Soviet countries like Ukraine and Estonia and Latvia and Lithuania, but also into Europe. And they have used it as a weapon before, an economic weapon to pressure people. It is, I think it just underscores in my mind our need for energy independence here in the United States. And frankly, we've got the ability where we could be exporting natural gas and sort of give a brushback pitch to a country like Russia. Say, you know, you can't just keep going after people economically like that. So, you know, this is very, very serious, and they are violating the sovereignty of a neighboring country. And this morning I just saw on a news report that in Russia, at least, they're reporting that they're going to have an independence vote in Crimea and to see if they want to join the Russian Federation. So now they're trying to break up a country. So this is very serious.
Yeah, and some say that the former Secretary of State may have been a little bit overreacting with her comments, but students of history are seeing some parallels right now. And it's hard to say what exactly is in the mind of Vladimir Putin, but another country that needs to be concerned about the situation is Israel. You and I know about the biblical references to the nation to the north being a part of any biblical prophecy, and that nation to the north pretty much is Russia.
There obviously is a huge amount of tension happening in the Middle East. Russia is a player, especially in Syria. There was a report that there was Russian fighter jets that started flying and looked like they were going to violate Turkish airspace. So they're continuing to sort of mount this pressure up just north of Israel in Syria and on that Turkish border. And then obviously Iran, as they continue to pursue their nuclear capabilities, that is extremely serious. And just yesterday we voted to further our cooperation with Israel on some of their research for some of their protective programs like Iron Dome and David Sling and a few of these other programs that are out there that will take down incoming missiles and that kind of thing. So. There's a lot of tension in the world right now, and if it wasn't so serious, it'd almost be comical. In the midst of it all, we've got Kim Jong-un over in North Korea, who kind of must have wanted some attention or something, but he launched two Scuds into the ocean in between North Korea and Japan, so it has the Japanese and the Chinese nervous over there as well. So a lot happening on the international front.
One other thing as well, and it's more of perception than anything else, Bill, do you get the sense that perhaps some of these nations that are being assertive and aggressive right now are seeing the U.S. in a weakened state and trying to take advantage or make hay while the sun is shining?
Well, Gary, there is no doubt we have had convoluted, at best, foreign policy. I don't believe it's prudent that the Secretary of State is going out there talking about sanctions and basically putting threats out there without talking to our allies, whether it's Germany and England, about whether they would support those kinds of things. We just have had time after time after time. I got an email from a friend yesterday who's involved in Africa, and his point was there is so much babble, double talk, and South Sudan and what's happening there. These are very solvable problems, but the administration just is not providing the type of leadership that it needs to. And I think that's what's causing a lot of our international standing to be diminished here. People don't believe us when we say that there will be ramifications. You know, we had these red lines in Syria and Libya and Iran. Now we're negotiating with them and all these other things that have been sort of piling up. So convoluted foreign policy has led to a lot of that.
Talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Heising, you talk about countries not taking the U.S. at its word, saying that they have not fulfilled their word. It's a matter of integrity, and we're seeing domestically in the lowest learner situation, the integrity of the Obama administration continues to be questioned, and some say rightly so.
Well, the IRS is not exactly known to be a user-friendly organization, but clearly there seems to be evidence that someone, we don't know what level or how high this went at this point, which is one of the reasons why Daryl Issa and others are trying to get to the bottom of it. But it's clear that there was a culture of intimidation that was allowed to be used and happen in the IRS, primarily going after these conservative groups and trying to pressure them. Christine O'Donnell, who ran for the Senate in Delaware, had a very public spat with the IRS after the day after she announced she was running for the Senate. They decided to audit her, and I mean, all of these things that have just been that have been adding up, and I think it furthers people's cynicism about their government not working for them but working against them. And if we allow the IRS to be used as a political weapon, I don't care what political stripe you are, if that is going to be used that way, it will further erode our ability to actually function as a government, and unfortunately that seems to be the attitude at some level here has been allowed to go on, and we can't let that happen.
And finally, Bill Heisinger, we can't let you go without talking about the Affordable Care Act. The deadline for signing up for open enrollment in Obamacare is, as we speak, 25 days away. And another proposal has been put out by the Republicans, and the Democrats already saying it's dead on arrival. It just continues to be a never-ending circus involving what some say is necessary health care reform. Others are saying it's generally a imposing of Washington's will on the people of the U.S.
Well, bottom line is they would like this to be quote-unquote settled law. In other words, that we don't try to modify this. We just accept it and move forward. The problem is that the original elements were not approved bipartisan. This was one party that conceived of it, came up with it, implemented it, signed it into law, both in the House, the Senate. There wasn't a single bipartisan Republican vote for it. Obviously, the president signed that. And actions speak louder than words, Gary. I've said this before. Actions speak louder than words. The actions of this president and the administration admit that it is not ready for prime time and it is not working. How do we know that? Because they continue to put in delay and exemptions and all these other deadlines that have been missed, they continue to happen. And we just had one again a couple of days ago where they were going to push back the deadline for the individual mandate. Why? Because notices of being kicked off of your health care, the same one that you were going to be allowed to keep if you liked it, but those notices that were that you were going to be kicked off of your health care plan were going to be going out in October, right before the election in November. And cynically, now the administration has bumped that back period of time so that those notices will come after the November election. And it's like, give me a break. I mean, you can't even be honest with the ramifications of what this law is that you conceived of and passed. And that, I think, is so frustrating. The president continues to move forward, I believe, unconstitutionally, illegally, changing and modifying the law that he signed into law, this legislation, but trying to change it without legislative input. They're changing the parameters and the requirements of the law without going through the legislative process, and that should not stand. Constitutionally, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, you should not allow your constitutional standing as a legislature be eroded by an executive that way.
Zeeland Congressman Bill Heisinger, as always, we appreciate your thoughts on some of the issues of the day as we chat every Thursday morning. Wish you and your family well this coming week, and I'll talk to you next Thursday morning.
Sounds great. Thanks, Gary.